Remarks of the President, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 22 October 1952.
Well, the last time I was here, it was early in the morning. And I was working at that time to get myself elected, if you remember. I came out and talked from this platform at 6 o'clock in the morning. And I was surprised to see that so many people get up as early as I do in the morning at this good time. This year, I'm not seeking anything for myself. I'm working for a victory by the new Democratic candidates this fall. You have some fine Democratic candidates here in Pennsylvania. We've just met Judge Bard, who is the candidate for the Senate, and who will make you a good senator. And Joseph A. Moran, who will make you a good congressman. I am very anxious that you should send the right sort of people to the Congress. I've had experience with contrary Congresses, and I know what it means to a president to have the right sort of a Congress. On our national ticket, you have two of the best qualified men any party has ever offered to the voters. Adlai Stevenson for president and John Sparkman for vice president. Governor Stevenson has a great record in Illinois as its governor. He is talking about the issues and telling you where he stands. He's a real friend of the common everyday man and not a front for the special interests and for Wall Street. You know, in the past 7 years under the Democratic Party, the average man has fared better than in any period of American history. Let me give you an example. In 1945, the average straight time hourly rate of railroad employees' pay was about 93 cents. Under an increase effective October 1st, 1952, that income will be about $1.86, an increase of exactly 100%. It's true that a lot of that raise has been taken up by price increases, more than it should have been, and more than it would have been if the Republicans had helped us to keep some decent price control. But even after adjustments for price changes, the working man is a lot better off than he was in 1945. And so far as 1932 is concerned, there is no comparison. And look at the other things the workers have gotten. Things like Social Security, railroad retirement, unemployment compensation, and recognition for the rights of labor. It isn't just workers who have gained in this period. Everyone else, too, has had his share. The farmer, the businessman, and everybody. Now, all these gains did not come by accident. They came because you had a government that worked for the welfare of the people. The Republicans have never liked the things we've done to help the people. They fought against them most of the time. Time and again, they fought the things that we wanted for the people. And what have they fought for? Well, a good example of what they fought for is Taft Hartley. The truth is that the Republican Party doesn't represent the average man in this country. Indeed, the Republican Party represents the big special interests. The oil lobby, the real estate lobby, the big corporations and the banks, and all the rest of that crew. I saw a poll the other day that said over 90% of the bankers who are going to vote the Republican ticket this year. I think that's a pretty good sign of who the Republican Party is working for. You can't expect their five-star candidate for president to make his party any better. He's endorsed the Republican platform, which is the most reactionary document you ever saw. In fact, up in New England the other day, I called it a lousy platform, and that's just what it is. It's the most recent reactionary document and the most reactionary that you've seen in 20 years. The Republican candidate for president has urged the re-election to Congress of the worst elements in the Republican old guard, men who voted wrong time after time when the welfare of the common man is at stake. The general has contradicted himself on so many issues that you can't tell exactly where he does stand. He meets himself coming back, worse than a train going around Horseshoe Curve. And that's a matter for you to think about, and to think about it carefully, for this reason, that it's your interest that's at stake. I'm only out here trying to get you to think. Think for yourself. Study the platforms of these two parties. Study the record of the Republicans in Congress. Study the record of the Democrats in Congress. And then, after you've done that, consider the welfare of the free world. Consider the welfare of this great nation of yours, the greatest republic in the history of the country, the history of the world. And then consider your own welfare. If you do that, I don't have to argue with you. I just want you to do a little thinking and think for yourselves. And if you do that, you go to the polls on November the 4th, when Adlai Stevenson will be president of the United States for the next 4 years, and the country and the world will be safe.